My Turn, the autobiography by Johan Cruyff with Jaap de Groot, read by William Brand. Preface. I'm not a person with college degrees. Everything I've learned through experience. After I lost my father at the age of 12, my life was defined by Ajax, first by my second father, who was the club's groundsman, and later by my trainers, Jannie van der Veen and Rinus Michels. Thanks to Ajax, I didn't just learn to be a better footballer, I learned how to behave. Through my father-in-law, I gained financial experience. When I started out, no footballer in the world had ever heard of marketing, and dealing with business was something completely new. But someone came into my life who would help me with that and bring me up. Because every time I thought I could do it on my own, things immediately went wrong. It doesn't matter. It's part of life. In the end, it's more important whether you've learned from it or not. I want to stress how important my family is. Not just my parents, my in-laws, wife, children and grandchildren, but also all the people who took me by the hand at Ajax in a phase of my life when I was very fragile. So Ajax is family to me as well. Family has also defined who I am now. Someone who has one shortcoming when it comes to football. I can only think about being at the top. As a player or a coach, I'm not capable of doing something at a low level. I can only think in one direction, upwards, to be the best possible. That's why, in the end, I had to stop. I was no longer in a physical condition to do what was needed at the top. And once that's the case, you have no business being on the pitch. But because I was in a good mental state, I became a coach. Above all, I want to say that my life has always been lived with a view to doing things better and getting better. I've translated that into everything I've done. Johan Cruyff, March 2016. Chapter 1. Everything I have done has been done with a view to the future, concentrating on progress, which means that the past is not something that I think about too much. For me, this is completely natural. Details of the matches I have played in have been written about better by other people elsewhere. What I'm interested in is the idea of football. Continually looking forward means that I can concentrate on getting better at whatever I am doing, and I only really look back in order to gauge what I can learn from mistakes. Those lessons can be taken from different points in your life, and you don't necessarily see how connected everything is until later. So while I always move forward, I can't always look at what's gone before as a straight line. At the heart of what I have learned as a player is that, above all else, you need four things. Good grass, clean changing rooms, players who clean their own boots, and tight goal nets. Everything else, skills and speed, technique and goals, will come later. This is the philosophy that defines my feeling for football and for life. I've translated that into everything I've done, whether that is with Total Football on the pitch, with my family, or the Cruyff Foundation. It has always been about progress and never ever stopping getting better. Football has been my life from the beginning. My parents owned a greengrocer's shop in Betendorp, a few hundred meters away from Ajax's De Meer Stadion in Amsterdam, so it was inevitable. My father never missed an Ajax game, and though I may not have inherited my talent from my father, he did pass on his unconditional love for the club. In fact, where my talent for football originates is a mystery. I clearly didn't learn it from my father or grandfather, as I never saw them play themselves. My uncle, Gerrit Dreyer, my mother's brother, did play a few matches at outside left for Ajax's first team, but that was in the 1950s, when Ajax were not one of Europe's well-known sides. My father told me about players like Alfredo Di Stefano, who understood everything about how to use space on the pitch, as well as Fas Vilkas, who was a phenomenal dribbler of the ball. He would start in midfield and dribble past four or five people. Incredible. Vilkas played for Xerxes Rotterdam before going to Inter Milan, Torino and Valencia, returning to Holland later in his career. That was when I realised what a Dutchman could achieve on the pitch. But we didn't have a team.